And at the ringing of the bell, let's use that sound to bring ourselves into our postures for practice. And we're all sitting today, or at least most, I think all of us are, yes. And so just sitting in a way that cultivates some alertness, yet is also soft. And bring your hand to your heart or elsewhere, and let that soothing touch be a reminder to open in friendly awareness to yourself and your experiences as we practice. And then letting our hands rest back in our laps. And just feel the breathing just as it is for a few moments. It's a way to gather the awareness into the present moment. In the practice that we're about to engage in, we'll be working with the yin and yang energies that we talked about a while back. So the yang energy that's strong, that's powerful, that Kristen Neff describes as fierce. A fierce kind of compassion. And the yin energy that's soft, tender, soothing. And so let's now engage our posture a little differently. A little more assertively, if you will. Letting the posture be nice and strong. So making sure you feel really planted. Your feet are planted. If you're sitting in a chair, your bottom. That your hands are strongly planted in your lap. There's a sense of rising upwards through the torso. And you might even experiment with having your head just really evenly balanced and the eyes open or closed, but the eyes, rather than softened downwards, actually kind of looking out, looking outwards. And so within a sitting posture, in essence, being like a mountain or a warrior and feeling the strength of our bodies. However that may be. And then engaging in what I'll call supportive touch. So this is where you might engage with feeling the posture even more planted, more steady, strong. Even a feeling of courage up through the chest. And then experimenting with supportive touch. So please experiment with me. So make a fist with one hand and place it on your chest. And just notice how that feels. Does it give you a feeling of strength, of courage, of power? Try placing your hands on your belly, kind of high up on the belly, the solar plexus region. See what happens with that. Or again, just continue to sit in a very strong, supportive, facing this world kind of posture. Courageous. And with whatever kind of touch you're working with, any of these strong, supportive touches, begin to really notice the in-breath. Let's give a little extra attention to the in-breath. Noticing that activating, energizing in-breath. Feel it through the strong posture, your supportive touch. Really engaging with the in-breath and the strength and courage it can offer. The yang energy of the in-breath. Adding in here a sense of a bright, energizing light. Perhaps it's like the bright light of the noonday sun. The noonday star. And breathing in energy, strength. Letting attention gently come back as it wanders. It's okay. Reestablish the supportive, strong posture. the support of touch, the sense of that bright, energizing yang light of daylight. Possibly also letting the in-breath carry a word of strength, of support. What do you need to hear? Connecting with this energizing, fierce yang energy with each in-breath. And then just noticing how this part of the practice has been for you. Checking in. And releasing the support of touch, letting the hands rest. And letting now your posture shift into an alert yet soft and relaxed posture. Not limp. You want it to be alert yet soft. And so you may want to take a moment and just soften down through the body. Releasing, letting go. Unnecessary tension. Finding a posture that's alert yet soft, a soft presence in the body. And when you feel ready, also then engaging in your soothing touch. Is it hand to the forehead? Your cheeks, one cheek, two. Hand to the chest, the belly. Giving yourself a squeeze. What kind of soothing touch would you like right now? And as we sit in this soft yet alert, supportive way and engage the soothing touch, let's now really engage with the out-breath in particular. And just feeling into the letting go with each out-breath. Possibly having some full breath so that you can release and let go through the out-breath. soften the muscles, soothe. Gently engaging with the tender letting go energy, the yin energy of the out-breath. Soft, relaxing. And gently coming back as attention wanders, feel into the posture, your soothing touch, and the out-breath. And with this, you may like a different kind of light, a soft light, like the light of candlelight or a sunset. As you focus on breathing out, releasing, letting go. Soft, releasing, relaxing in out-breath with the soothing touch. Tender breathing. Soft light. Like sunset, candlelight. And then pausing with that, and again, as we did with the yang breathing and energy, noticing the yin and how this part of the practice has been for you, letting it be as it is, allowing it. And now, because we need both the yin and the yang and the yin energies of self-compassion, we're going to integrate them, combine them. And so, first of all, with the posture, how might you combine the postures? So here's some examples. You might sit in a very strong way, really planted like a mountain, and with that have soothing touch, hand to the heart or cheek or whatever. You might care to try that. You might care to try having the fist at the center of your chest with one hand and the other hand covering it softly, covering that hand softly. The yang with the fist, and the soft hand over top, the yin. Noticing how that feels. You might care to have one hand on your upper belly and the other hand over your heart, and see how that feels. Strength in the belly, softness in the heart region with the soothing touch. And so choosing posture and touch that combines the yin and the yang and the yin energies. What will you do? So engaging with that now, whichever one you've chosen, and feeling both breathing in and breathing out, breathing in strength, power, and breathing out softness, tenderness, power, and healing. Not worrying about whether it's the yang on the in-breath and the yin on the out-breath. Don't worry about it. Just be blending them as you're able. Coming back as attention wanders. What balance do you need right now? Is a little more yang or a little more yin? Opening to that. And you might ask yourself, is there a role model I could draw upon who is the embodiment of this integration of the strong and the soft compassion? Like someone like Martin Luther King Jr. or Gandhi or Mother Teresa, or a wise grandparent, someone you know, a friend, who really embodies this. The strength, the power, the courage, and the tenderness, the softness, the healing. A lovingly fierce friend. And holding that being in mind as you breathe in and out. Feel them as a companion with you. You don't have to visualize, some of us do. Just sense into this being, their presence of strength and tenderness. Perhaps there's something you would like to ask this being, something you need to hear, some difficulty, some encouragement. And know that this being that you've conjured up is actually a part of you, or you wouldn't have been able to imagine them. That strength, that tenderness is yours. And yet having this sense of the lovingly fierce friend can be very empowering and comforting. And then gently, gently letting this being fade, knowing you can call upon this being at any time for strength, for courage, for power, for tenderness, for softness, for healing. And just feeling now body sitting here, being breathed, releasing all focus on breath and just letting the imagery go and allow yourself to be just as you are with supportive kindness. Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche said, "True courage is the product of tenderness. It arises when we let the world touch our heart that is so beautiful and so bare. We are ready to open ourselves up with no resistance or timidity and truly face the world. We are ready to share our heart with others."